4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith." John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." When God came down to the earth, he came in a fleshly body, and he overcame the world. We can do the same thing. Amen. This flesh might give us a hard time, but I'm telling you what, we have Christ Jesus living in us, the hope of glory. Amen. We have him living in us. And we shouldn't have to worry about anything that the world goes against us. Amen. We shouldn't worry about this flesh because we have God. And we can overcome the world just like he did because he lives in us. Amen. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. This truth will set you free. Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto me but through the Father." Amen. "But God be thanking that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Thank the Lord for what he did for us. Amen. Thank him for coming down and saving our souls, giving us a chance to have life with him for eternity. Amen. Because if he didn't come, I don't know where I'd be today. I'd probably be in some big trouble. Amen. I thank the Lord for what he did. Hallelujah. Scripture says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." But the other scripture says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." That's why it is so important again to stay in the word and stay in prayer. Amen. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Hallelujah. "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day salvation." Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. We must not only have protection, but we must also have weapons towards God, for God, to keep the things that are in the life, in the world, to keep us from the things in the world. Amen. We must have the word of God to keep us. We must have prayer in our life to keep us from the things of the world. Because the devil wants nothing more but to steal and to kill and to destroy your life and your soul and your relationship with God. Amen? Hallelujah. But through him and through his word, we might be saved. Amen? Let's all stand today. I love the Lord. I thank him for giving me strength in this time. The world's falling apart. There's a lot of chaotic things happening. There's a lot of things that could weaken your faith. But we know in whom I believe. Amen. I know in whom I believe. I serve a God that is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. You all want to pray tonight? Why don't we just find a place of prayer tonight for a little while and just seek the face of God? Amen.